Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, we got a handful, but we could use some more if you want to play along. And by the way, Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. The telephone number, and we do have some open lines, 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, you get the honorary first grievance of every week.
My grievance continues to be my bizarre allergy that I've transferred to you, of all things plastic. My invention came in the mail today that will hopefully shield my ears and my nose from the plastic on my glasses. And it looks ridiculous.
Is it a hood?
I just saw a picture of it, Dan. It's not fashionable. We'll leave it at that. But neither is an itchy, scaly rash all over my ears and nose.
Bingo.
Does it look like one of those things we used to wear when we were 12 years old for our braces, this whole harness thing?
It's a full headgear setup. Yeah, it is.
Boy, it itches up there.
Mine forms to the left.
913-586-7798, 586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. We'll start on the text line because I agree with you, texter 4357, because Facebook Reels has become my new hobby. My grievance is with Facebook Reels that abruptly end without any finish to the story or situation that they were sharing about. Amen. I feel like I wasted my time. Tristan in North Kansas City. Tristan, hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call on this wonderful Festivus Friday.
Of course.
My grievance is with you, Dana, and Sam Stevie there in the back corner. Scott, I have been a listener for a while, and I have missed some episodes because I lived out of state for a couple years. I have not gotten to hear all your Germany stories, and by time, I think it should be allowed that you say you lived in Germany, and I would love to hear some of your German stories.
Thank you, Tristan. I'd love to share them with you, but I'm not allowed.
No. Wunderbar. No, you should be allowed.
Yeah,
no.
Wunderbar, mein Herr.
Ah, danke.
Bitte. You want to keep going?
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's about it for me.
Okay. All right, Tristan. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend. Be good. Jared in Raymore. Jared, hello.
Wow, there comes that German again. Thank goodness. But, hey, I got a grievance, but also might be looking for some the show clarification here at the end. But my grievance is when you go to the big box stores, grocery stores, and the walking and shopping cart etiquette, right?
You got
some folks that understand it. I'm on the right. You're on the left. You've got your fresh, wild European driver that is on the wrong side coming at you. And then I understand there's going to be occasional, you know, Wild West Bangladesh streets going on. But what's the right? Is it the right go and left people on your left? I'm confused. I'm kind of fed up with it.
Okay.
We've all done that. You go. No, you go. No, you go.
Yeah. Tired of saying, oh.
All right, Jared. Take care, buddy. 913-586-7798. Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
So my grievance is that more people don't know to clear a pathway for the mail carrier. And I'm not talking about clearing your driveway or the sidewalk up to your porch. I'm talking about if you live in a neighborhood where your mailbox is on the house, your mail carrier has to walk through your yard to get from house to house. And so you should also clear a path. It doesn't have to be a big path, just like a shovel width from your house to your neighbor's house. That way, when the mail carrier goes to walk through your yard, they're not walking through 14 inches of snow to get there.
Now, this would only apply if you don't have a sidewalk in your yard. Would you agree?
No. I'm talking about from your house to your neighbor's house. So the sidewalk that goes up to your door.
No. I'm talking about if you have a sidewalk on your street.
But even if you've got a sidewalk on the street, you should still do it because the mail carrier is not going to walk all the way back down your driveway to the sidewalk and then back up.
Yeah.
Look outside your house. You can see, you'll more than likely see footprints from where the mail carrier walks from house to house because they're going to take the path that's shortest for them. So more often than not, they're just going to traipse through the snow. And so you should clear a path for them.
Okay.
Mike, actually, not a half bad idea, my friend.
I've never thought about it. It's a lot more work if you're elderly or infirm, but it's a good grievance.
Jane in Independence, hello.
Hey, guys. I have a grievance with someone 37 years ago. I lost my husband in early December. When he was 18, he changed his last name to honor his stepfather. He has a Social Security card with his last name. I have a marriage certificate with his last name.
Mm-hmm.
Social Security says that's not his last name. So 7 weeks later, I still don't have a death certificate. Do you know what you need to get anything accomplished after someone has passed? You need a death certificate. So boo-hoo, bureaucrat 37 years ago. You did not do your job.
Jane, I am so sorry. I cannot imagine the hoops you would have to jump through just to get that taken care of.
And I'm sorry you lost your husband. I really am.
Thanks, guys.
All right, you take
care. Happy Festivus Friday.
All right, same to you. Daniel in Western Shawnee. Hello, Daniel.
Hey, guys. I'm just walking back from my mailbox, which is in the street, not up at my house like it used to be and when I was in Merriam. And I did clear a path. But I'm about to get out my hose because I am so frustrated with the car washes that now charge an arm and a leg for a car wash. And want you to sign up for a full month when I just really need to wash it during the winter. I'll wash it during the summer at my own house. In fact, I'm going to get the hose out right now. I don't want to pay $25 for one wash, which is what I found yesterday at a car wash that will remain nameless. And it's just ridiculous. I just need to do it once.
Hold on now, brother. I have your solution because I know what you're talking about. I live out there too. I wouldn't say it's old, but it's not the new one that you're talking about. And I know it's exactly which one you're talking about. Over by the Price Chopper off Shawnee Mission Parkway, there is a car wash.
By the AutoZone. Yeah.
There's a car wash called Whale Tail. And you can just wash your car once and you don't have to buy a monthly subscription.
But the prices have gone through the roof. I used to pay $5, and now the lowest price car wash you can get is like 10.
Well, that's if you do the automatic.
And I will say this as just a little public service announcement. My parents had this happen where they went to one of those car washes. My dad said, I want one wash for $12. And they started charging his credit card anyway every single month. And they have had a hell of a time getting that back. So I went to the same company. I didn't mean to. I just drove in for a car wash yesterday. It happened to be the same company. And the woman said to me, you know, hello, would you like to buy into the package? And I go, no. And I want to be clear. I am paying you $12 one time for this car wash. And I kept the receipt because, Scott, I'm telling you, I think, you know, it's not the ticket taker that's doing it, but I think that there are companies that maybe have a policy that's not exactly on the up and up.
See, I will only go to Whale Tail because they have, I don't know, 6 bays that you can get out of your car and use the sprayer, use the hose, and I can wash my car for less than $3.50.
I love the self-serve. So in the winter months, I'll go to the self-serve and I'll knock all the extra salt and soot and whatnot off the bottom of my truck, and then I'm going to go to my car wash that I pay the membership for.
Oh, you're a membership guy.
Yes, I have a car wash membership because I go 3 times a month and it pays for itself.
Now, Dan, when Daniel from had his grievance, you were thumbs up in there going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because I've gotten stuck like that before. I want to buy one, and I got charged, and it's expensive, and it's just one of those things in this modern era where they figured out, oh, hey, you got to get your car washed. We're going to charge a premium. I mean, just wash my car.
Okay.
$750. I'll pay you
$750. 913-586-7798. You guys are all worked up about the membership car wash.
What is it, 1940? What do you mean $750?
It's a car wash. It doesn't need to be that expensive.
Festivus Friday, 913-586-7798, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Okay. Sorry, Dexter. It's whale spout, Scott, not whale tail. Okay, sorry. It's whale something. Festivus Friday, Tim in Shawnee. Hello, Tim.
Hey there. It sounds like we're going to have a little bit of a Western Shawnee pile-on because I, too, like the previous caller, I'm from Western Shawnee, and my gripe is about the location itself. My grievance is that for a supposedly nice area, if we want a meal worth a darn, we have to drive a half hour because we can't appear to have a single decent restaurant in the entire area. For the life of me, I can't understand why.
Well, I can't disagree with your grievance, but okay. But I would agree with you. Out in that area, there is a lack of finer dining. But I don't think you have to drive 30 minutes. I'm not challenging your grievance.
Fair enough. All right. Well, you know of a good spot, you let me know.
Paulo and Bill's right across 435.
I had, Scott, a good friend of mine say they make a pact. Married couple, they make a pact to get out of the bubble once a month and go somewhere and eat in Kansas City that they have never eaten. And I think that is a brilliant idea. We try. We're going downtown tonight. I cannot wait. We try.
I'm not going to say where you're going, but it's a great restaurant.
Oh, I can't wait.
Great restaurant.
We try.
It's one of my favorites in the entire city. Anthony in Lenexa. Anthony, hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love the show. I've got a grievance, more of a gripe, I guess. Dana spoke earlier in the week, maybe it was last week, about change of clothes or extra clothes in the car, maybe underwear being off that list.
Yeah.
You were so against underwear in the car, but then described later on how you had a full set of moccasins, pants, T-shirt, and all that in the trunk, but underwear was so out of the question. I thought, Jesus, what the heck here?
How can we convince you to keep
clean underwear in the car? Is that something we can do? Second grievance. I was on the phone yesterday with a friend asking to go to dinner, and they wanted to give me turn-by-turn directions to the location. I said, you're holding a phone right now. Just give me the address, and I'll put it in my Google Maps, and I'll get there. So turn-by-turn directions nowadays, get out of here. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much.
Okay, Anthony. Good grievances, man. Sherry in Liberty. Hi, Sherry.
Hi. My grievance is people need to turn their headlights on in the dark when they're driving. We were headed south on 435 last Saturday night, and my husband and I counted three cars going northbound and a FedEx truck, no light headlights on.
Really?
Yeah. We couldn't believe it.
Well, don't flash them. That's a gang initiation.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
Also, I've got a grievance with this guy talking about the mailman. Hey, don't walk in my yard. You go down the sidewalk and go to the next mailbox. They'll be making a trail from my house to the neighbors.
Okay. Sherry, we got you in. Do appreciate it. 913, a couple people just dropped off. If you want to grab their lines, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. Debbie in Lee Summit. Hello, Debbie.
Hi, guys. Hi. Hey, love your show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
But I do have a grievance against all three of you.
Okay.
The other day, I was listening to a podcast, and you all were talking about, oh, people say, how are you doing? And they didn't really mean it. I just wanted to let you know that some of us really do want to know.
Yeah.
And Dana, if you had had a bad day, I want you to tell me about it.
Debbie, I appreciate that very much. That poor customer service person the other day that called me, and they're like, how you doing today? And I go, you know what? I'm having a blank day. And Scott and Sam about died laughing. They're like, oh, man, she went there. Oh, man, she went there.
And if it would have been me, I would have said, tell me about it, girl.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
And what I'm trying to do is, my motto is, I want to be one reason somebody has a great day.
Debbie, oh, I love that.
That's really good.
You know, because life is too short. And it's just a way, for me, it's a way of connecting, you know?
Yeah.
I want to know, if you've had a bad day, lay it on me.
You know, I heard a line years ago, Debbie, speaking of great one-liners, and I've said this to myself from time to time when I'm just not feeling right and I'm not living as well as I think I should. Be the person your dog thinks you are.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Or my other thing is, I want to be the human that my daughter is.
Good for you. Debbie, I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
You too. You guys take care, and I hope you don't have bad days.
All right.
Thank you so much, Debbie. That's so sweet.
Mike in North Kansas City. Mike, hello.
Hello. My grievance is with the young kids and the lights all over their pickups.
Yeah.
We all know the pickup. It's a big jacked up yee-yee pickup. The wheels look like KFC buckets, and it looks like a UFO stopped at the gas station. It's young kids.
Okay, Mike. Thank you, man. Have a great weekend.
Can I add just the spoiler fin?
I think you should.
On the back of the Toyota Corolla. You look like an idiot.
Yes.
You're not in the Fast and Furious. You're driving a Camry. Can we stop with the spoiler?
Now, would those have to be added, Sam?
Yes, that is aftermarket. Well, you know why? Because it looks ridiculous.
Yes, if it is a Toyota, they actually do sell TDR, Toyota, or TRD, Toyota Racing Development Camrys and Corollas. And those do come with spoilers.
Okay. Why?
In the history of the world, no one has ever been at a stoplight and looked over and been like, oh my God, is that a Maserati?
You are so hot.
No, it's not. It's a Toyota.
Why do you hate Toyota?
I just think it looks ridiculous.
The whale fin on the back of these cars, the Corolla or the Camry, I don't even have to look over to tell you the demographics of the driver. Male and under the age of 25 and thinks he's hot, you know what?
You guys sound incredibly judgy right now.
It is the dumbest thing you can put on your car. You just look silly. Now, you're not going to take off flying. What are you trying? It's like that time I saw the car in the North Topeka Walmart parking lot with a baby on board sticker on it and then the gang bullet hole decals. What message are you trying to send there? It's mixed for me. I cannot you want me to be safe around you, or do you want me to understand that you've been shot at?
No, the message I'm sending is, I'm gangsta, but I got pregnant.
Pick one.
913-586-7798. Wow. Bruce in Raytown. Hello, Bruce.
Yeah, yes. My car was really dirty. I hadn't washed it in about a month. I went by the car wash in the middle of Raytown, and it's the best car wash in town, and it has hot soapy water and has high pressure. And for 75 cents, it's been 75 cents for 30 years. For 75 cents, I washed it. And for another 75 cents, I rinsed it, and I had extra time. I could have rinsed somebody else's car.
Or you could have put the wax on it.
That car wash is the best one in town.
Bruce,
in the summer, I can wash it and rinse it.
Let's stop saying that. Bruce, real quick. I love that you say wash, because my grandfather said wash. But when you say wash it,
we think you said
it comes out very differently over the air, and we all about just had a heart attack.
I almost dumped him, and then I had to play it back in my head real quick.
Scott and I were both staring at each other like, do we hit it? Do we hit it? Is it time?
Because he put the word warsh and the word it way too close together in too quick of a succession. I about crapped myself
I thought
in here.
He needed his mouth washed out with soap, Bruce.
Well, are you going to warsh it?
No.
Or am I going to warsh?
Just not
it?
Say that anymore.
913-586-7798. Best Fits Friday continues in just a moment. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Let's get to it. If you have a grievance, 913-586-7798. Let's go to John in Overland Park. You are next, my friend. Hello.
Hello. Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener, and I've got a gratitude for you guys.
All right.
My gratitude is for a Mr. Daniel Weinbaum, who brings an encyclopedic, just massive amount of information to this show. And it makes me very happy to actually learn a few things that are rather random that he knows. And one request, mm-hmm. I need some Dana-isms. It's been a bad week.
Okay.
We need a few.
How many are you asking for?
I'm looking at a solid five. Solid five, maybe six.
You need five or six Dana-isms? All right, give me just a second. Sam is wrapping up with another caller because we do this a little behind the scenes here. He fires one. And then while I fire the next one, he reloads.
Kind of like a fart.
Yeah. We go back and forth so that we can fire one off, and then we have a couple of seconds to reload real quick. All
perfect,
right?
Perfect.
So, Sam, if I can have my audio, please. I'll go first, if you don't mind. He's requesting six Dana-isms this evening. Let me know when you're ready.
I am preparing. Okay. Hang on.
John, as soon as he gets the Dana-isms lined up, you let me know if this was an adequate amount and whether the quality was good enough for you to get the weekend mm-hmm. started.
Yeah.
Will do.
Okay. Are you ready, Sam?
I am ready.
Okay, here we go. I go first.
You just gently tug it because here's what they said. If you tug it hard, they don't want it to break it.
It's all over my face. It's all over my phone. It's all over the desk. What do you guys always call the tip? That's the one that explodes. What do you call it? The tip part. Really? Unless I whack it, and then it makes noise.
Whoa.
I'm a big fan of the nut log. I could suck on a nut log all day long.
Okay.
They're this big. Have you seen them?
How big are they?
They're this big.
You've got that many things on the side blasting you from different directions. I'm a short person. That thing would have shot me right in the eye.
Okay.
I remember thinking, like, Chris can come in here. This is probably great for him if he could figure it out. I don't want that thing blasting me in the face.
John, was that adequate?
I'm crying over here. It was perfect.
All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother.
All right, goodbye. Leroy in North Kansas City. Hello, Leroy.
Hello, Leroy.
Hello, guys. Happy Fat This Friday.
Same.
All right. So I think it was Wednesday, you guys did a segment and it was real brief, but it was about Israel and Hamas and you did your thing and you guys said out loud, you know, people are calling in and you're like, oh, we are definitely not taking calls on this. So I just want to say, I love you guys. And that is why you guys are the best damn show in the Western Hemisphere.
Oh, thank you.
Not going there.
You're far too kind.
No, good Friday.
Leroy, you can tell exactly where that was going to go anyway. It would just, 50% of the audience would be furious, and the other 50% of the audience would be furious.
I love you guys.
All right, man. Be well. That does free open the line. If you want it, 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC. com. Josh in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday to you.
Same to you.
I figured I'd call in. My grievance is with my wonderful, amazing, beautiful 8-year-old daughter who I just picked up. My grievance is whenever we're at the store or out or anything, I'm kind of an energetic guy, you know, and I feel like part of the responsibility of being a father is to be a goofball. And she's always telling me to stop everywhere we go. If I start dancing, it's stop. If I start singing, it's stop. She claims I'm embarrassing her, but an 8-year-old always telling me what to do, man. It's.
Thanks, Josh. Stop.
It is also our job as parents to mortify our children. It's one of my greatest gifts to my children.
Let's go to Greg in Columbia. Greg, hello.
Hey, my grievance is for all you iPhone users is, you know, on Monday you get this screen pop-up that says your average daily screen time. Well, my teenager saw mine and said, Dad, you're on the phone 9 hours a day. I said, hey, if I listen to the midday show and then Dana and Parks, that's 8 hours unless I listen to the bonus hour. I said, so that's my grievance, is that daily average phone usage. But my gratitude and favorite Danaism, the reach around.
Well, you don't call it that.
Sam, can you get that?
Hang on, please.
We'll play that one for you.
Hey, remember what we were talking? Do you remember what we were talking about?
No.
It was a law. It was a law. I know that.
Okay.
It was some way to get around a law. This is one of those reach arounds.
I beg your pardon?
Raising.
To get around the rules.
What'd you call it?
A reach around.
Okay.
Saving that one.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know.
To get around the law or the rule? A get around.
Yeah.
What do you call it? There's a word for it.
You don't call it a reach around.
Oh, thanks for the chuckle.
You bet. Thank you, Greg. Take care, buddy. All right, man. Dom in Topeka. Hello, Dom.
Hey. Okay, so my grievance is with the city of Topeka. I don't know if you guys have been following the big news story about the landlord in Topeka who refuses to pay his trash bill so that all of his complexes have trash piling up. And when I say that, it is a disgusting, absolute mess. It's been all over Facebook. Every scanner page has it. The city gave this guy a deadline date. Deadline date passed. Trash bins still full. Now, everybody says, oh, well, you know, he has a contractual, air quotes, contractual dispute with his trash bin company, which I know is false because I lived there and moved out of one of his complexes. And this used to happen to us every 3 months. He just wouldn't pay the trash bill. So people just throw trash everywhere because the bins are full. The city even had to go in and clean up his complexes. And then they said, well, we'll send him the bill. He's sitting in Oklahoma right now. He's laughing at everybody because he's getting so much attention. And he doesn't care about the fines because the man owes hundreds of thousands of dollars in property taxes to the city of Topeka. But yet, here's my question for you and Dana, because you guys are such intelligent human beings and very good journalists or whatever you'd like to call yourselves. How does one man own 70% of the properties in Topeka and get away with keeping them the way he does? Because he's got to be the biggest slumlord that has ever walked the face of the earth.
Dom, I thank you for this grievance and this call. We are sorry that's happened to you. We are going to bring this back as a topic on Monday because I've never thought about, like, a lot of the trash stuff in, like, the suburbs. It's usually through your HOA. And if you don't pay your HOA dues, they can halt your trash service or water service. But that's one house. If you live in an apartment complex and someone doesn't pay the trash bill, you are now affecting hundreds, if not thousands, of residents, right?
Yes, of course. But I don't think it's necessarily just through your HOA because, for example, and maybe the bank pays it if you don't have an HOA or something. But when I lived in Roland Park for 11 years, we did not have an HOA. The city was basically the HOA. They were the ones that told you, hey, you can't have you know, the trash cans out front for the entire week, or your grass is too high, you got to cut it, or there's going to be a fine.
City ordinances.
But I don't ever remember paying Death and Ball to come pick up my trash, ever. I never got a bill from them.
It's through, like, other things, usually. It's tied to other things. Well, and I think the reason it's tied to other things for homeowners is because you can't have 6 out of 30 houses on a block forget to pay their trash bill.
Right.
It has to be
Maybe it went through the water bill or something like that. I don't know. But Dom, thank you. I was, at least, I can't speak for Dana, totally unaware of that story. And so we will we'll look it up over the weekend and find out. By the way, after we get to Ian here in just a second, he will be our last caller on the line. So we have a full board of calls, or check that, a full list of lines. I'm trying to think what word's escaping my brain at the moment.
Call in.
Thank you, Sam.
913. And not call Lynn. No, it's what my autocorrects every single time. Will you call Lynn? And people are like, who's Lynn? No, call in.
913-586-7798.
Sort of like Borsch. It.
Ian in Kansas City. Hello, Ian.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, to tag along on the trash conversation, I'm in Kansas City, Missouri, on the edge of Raytown, and I am absolutely tired of seeing the massive piles of trash on the sides of the roads around here. I just drove by a pile that had probably 8 tires, 3 cabinet sections, a couple couches, a mountain of trash bags. And it's all the time. You see them all the time, everywhere, right around this area. And I don't entirely know why. I think it might be because one town doesn't have to pay for trash, the other does, or something along those lines. And that's my grievance. My gratitude would be that my baby girl is about to turn 1 year old next month on the 11th. And I'm just so blessed to have both sides of the family just be very supportive and helpful when they need to be, and that's all.
Good for you, buddy. Good for you. Ian, thank you for the call. Brianna, hold up. We'll get with you in just a moment, and if you want one of those open lines, you can get one now at 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Yeah, a number of people pointing out on the text line that they live in a home that is not in an HOA, and the trash is attached to the water bill.
By the way, that story that he was mentioning is on the Topeka Capital Journal. It is verified.
Yeah, we'll go there on Monday. And here's the deal. That's why trash is attached to water for homeowners, because you might not pay your trash bill, but you're going to pay your water bill.
Yeah.
Right?
You better. We do have the name of the apartment's owner. I'm not going to mention on the air until we get it confirmed.
No, let's bring it back, Mike.
But this texter also says he does own 70% of the apartments in Topeka. 70%.
The headline from the Capital Journal story, his name are the first two words.
Is that texter right?
That is the name.
Okay. Brianna in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
So my grievance is my 30-year-old boyfriend, who I love very, very much, but does not close cabinet doors to save his life.
He just leaves them open? He just leaves them open?
He leaves them open all the time. I woke up this morning and the pantry door was open. And we have dogs and cats.
Yeah. And it's not like it takes a lot of effort just to shut it. That's an interesting thing.
And I work with kids all day of my life. And I go home and, you know, he's my grown kid.
Have you talked to your 30-year-old boyfriend about this?
Oh, yes. It's probably his ADHD, but it's sad.
The other thing is, from a practical standpoint, you could come around the corner and whack your head on an open counter or cabinet. And then in every horror movie where there's like an entity in your house, have you noticed that's the one thing? Like, a woman will walk by the kitchen and everything looks fine. And then when she walks back, it's like, bah! And all the cabinets are open. So it also freaks me out that way.
Like the house is haunted?
Yes, in every horror movie, there's that scene where you walk by and everything is just opened.
Yes. Can I have a grievance real quick before we get to Michael and Belton? My grievance is with whoever it was walking down Metcalf yesterday.
Yep.
I understand. Maybe you don't have a car. I get it. But there has to be a different way to get around than
than upending your life by hitting and killing a pedestrian.
Yeah, I mean, thankfully I was paying attention and I saw him from a distance, but he was literally walking southbound in northbound Metcalf's far right lane.
Maybe any of the parallel streets right next to Metcalf.
Yes.
I don't know.
He was probably trying to walk to work, Scott.
And I understand that. And so in that regard, I am somewhat sympathetic. But he is walking down the busiest non-highway street in all of Overland Park. In the busiest section, just south of downtown. Old downtown. Michael in Belton. Looks like you get the last word. Hello, Michael.
Oh, my goodness, Scott. Uh-oh. So I don't know what subject we're on right now, sir.
Festivus Friday.
Oh, isn't that amazing? Because in a piggyback to the trash, and I think somebody else stole my thunder, but out here in Belton, they do attach it to the water bill. The kicker is, if they shut your water off in Belton, you can get condemned within 24 hours. So if you don't pay your trash bill to get that stuff picked up and your water bill gets shut off, they'll fix that real quick.
Okay. All right, Michael.
Well, we have a few seconds. I'll take a grievance.
Oh, yeah, please.
Yeah, please.
So I love the snow. I've always been a lover of the snow. However, I am ready for it to melt off. We've been talking about car washes. I have washed my truck thrice this week, and you can't even tell.
Thrice.
Why so often?
Because I want it to be clean.
Am I the only one that gets stressed out in a car wash? Like, I get immediate
claustrophobic
OCD over whether or not the windows are... Like, I will go like you do with the stove.
Yeah.
When I'm in a car wash and it starts and I'm moving through that thing, I will go up.
I do worry that somehow, some way, the vehicle behind me is going to run into me.
Yes.
Or the vehicle in front of me, I'm going to hit them somehow. I don't know why that thought is in my head in the car
wash. When they tell me, come on in, I go, no.
Yeah.
I wait.
I'll wait a while, thanks. I know you're trying to get as many cars in as possible, but I'm not hitting that guy.
I know, right?
Scaredy cats. Today, by the way, is Ditch New Year's Resolutions Day. Research finds that in the third week of the new year is when most resolutions are broken. Happy birthday today to Michelle Obama. She's 61. Jake Paul is 28. Dwayne Wade is 43. Kid Rock is 54. Jim Carrey is 63. And she's still hot. Susanna Hoffs from the Bengals is 66. We got to run. Our producer today, finest man in these United States, Sam Stevie III. She is my good friend and co-host Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be well. And be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.